The warm weather's getting to me, though, a little bit. I have the winter coat going, but we're going up for a couple days and then back down a little bit, too. So welcome to the month of March. Oh, this month also, we've known for the folks from Second Harvest, they've got their hunger campaigns going on there as well. And there's a lot of things that people need to know about as far as getting their food pantries filled. And one of the organizations that's in need of some of that is the Lorain County Office on Aging. And Lauren Kozazik, the executive director, joins us this morning. Hi, Lauren. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great. So what is the need that you need help with this morning?
So first of all, I'd like to thank you guys for having me on the radio. But actually, my food pantry coordinator brought to my attention last week that our cupboards are looking pretty bare. And we had just received an order from Second Harvest at the beginning of this month. And we have just had a crush of individuals needing food pantry assistance. So she brought to my attention how bare our cupboards were looking. And I thought, oh, boy, you know, we've got another, you know, 3-4 weeks before we get our next shipment of food in. So I put in a request on our Facebook page, and I have to say we've gotten a outstanding response from the community. So, but that is still a need for us here at the Office on Aging.
Are there any special products that you need, or maybe some products people that you really don't need or want?
Yeah. So we like to focus on shelf stable so that, you know, it lasts a little bit longer in the folks' homes and also on our shelves. What I suggested on our Facebook page and what I tell folks all the time is when you're shopping or when you're going through your pantry, think in terms of complete meals. So if you've got some spaghetti, add some spaghetti sauce. You know, if you've got peanut butter, you know, add jelly to it. You know, thinking in terms of that, or even like those complete meals like can of ravioli or can of beefaroni, you know, those go a long way towards providing some type of meal. I mean, it may not be great nutritionally, but at this point, we're just trying to feed people. So I kind of ask people to think in terms of a complete meal when you're making a donation like that.
For the Lorain County Office on Aging, what area, is it the entire Lorain County, or who do you serve, and what people are benefiting from this?
We serve the entire county, and it's any age. So we have an emergency food bank. Now, granted, a large majority of the folks that do visit our food bank are older adults, but we do serve the entire county. All they need to do is provide some proof that they are a county resident, and we feed them.
Sometimes we hear about different ages. What is a senior? Do you have any kind of like age, age cutoff,
yes,
age minimum? Should Bruce and I get in line for this or what?
So we go with the Older American Act definition of an older adult, which is 60 and older.
Yeah. Greg and I will be there, I guess, apparently, the way that works out for us.
Give me another 10 years.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Now, most of what you do is people coming to the food pantry, right?
Yeah. We do some delivery, but we have a lot that come into the pantry, yeah.
Wow. That's good. Well, we know that we wanted to get the word out this morning. What other activities, things are planned for you this coming spring season that you might want to talk about, if anything?
I'll briefly touch on it because I could talk about this for hours, but, you know, we did just complete our 2021 Older Adult Needs Assessment in the county. So we have done our unveiling of the results, and I'm now working with a lot of our community partners on what do we do with the data, what do we do with the needs, and how do we pivot and make ourselves more available to the needs of the community, and how can we adjust our programming and work together. So that's a big thing going on in my life right now.
Yeah, and I suppose you get the best information from those in need and understanding what makes up the seniors, what are their concerns, something that maybe 10, 20 years ago was, maybe has changed, and also just how you interact with them too.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we need to hear from the folks that we're serving ourselves in terms of what they need. I mean, I can think I know what they need, but I need to hear from them. So it's been eye-opening. I haven't gotten a ton of surprises, but I've learned a lot, and hopefully my community partners and I, we can sort of pivot and make sure that we're actually addressing what is really the need out there.
I know a lot of senior centers in different communities shut down during the pandemic. How did sort of the peak of the pandemic impact your operations?
You know, it did and it didn't. So we never shut down. You know, we're not a senior center. Most of our work is out in the community. You know, obviously, those employees that could work from home, work from home, you know, just to keep them safe. We did limit our transportation program due to the inability to social distance in a vehicle. and our homemaking program had to stop for a little bit due to just, we weren't sure, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, we just weren't sure. So, but otherwise, you know, we stayed there. I can tell you that our food bank was absolutely just hopping. And, you know, we were getting food out. We were having to do multiple orders during the month with Second Harvest. Second Harvest was amazing in the response. You know, they added extra grant dollars so that we could continue to meet the need. But, you know, we never stopped working. It just, we worked very differently.
And, of course, you always get that newsletter occasionally that comes out, too, which provides a lot of great information on that. If people want to find out more about what's going on with the Lorain County Office on Aging or even help out with this food that you're trying to accumulate, where's a good place to get that?
So you can always go to our website, www.lcooa.org. If you want to make a donation to the food bank, we have a donate button. You can just put in the memo line for the food bank or give us a call at 440-326-4800. If you'd like to drop off food, we are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30. And our address is 320 North Gateway Boulevard. We're on the second floor in Elyria.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us, Lorain.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thanks. There you have Lorain Kasazic, the executive director for our Lorain County Office on Aging.